Okay. It's I was gonna say it's Saturday, but it's not. It's Tuesday. It's Tuesday, October 22nd, 2019. 11:43 a.m. Yeah, it's Tuesday. I don't know where I got Saturday. I don't know why I thought it was Saturday. Just, you know, like just for the minute my mouth opened up and I was about to say it's Saturday, but no. It's Tuesday. This should tell you something about where my head is at this morning. Inside, I want it to be Saturday. Outside, it's Tuesday. I've got to go. Gotta go to the grocery store before I have lunch. I'm ready for lunch now, so that's a bit of a problem. I got 4 or 5 things that I got to pick up, including prescriptions for my wife. So, and bread, so I can make a sandwich. And cream cheese, so I can have a bagel tomorrow. She gets some salmon too. It's a dietary thing. It's if I eat carbs, I need to have protein to buffer the carbohydrate digestion and the translation from carbohydrate to glucose within the bloodstream. Gets buffered when digestion slows down and protein slows the digestion down, so it buffers it, keeps it from spiking quite so high. And there's a lot of carbs in a bagel. And then the cream cheese is just fat, so there's a little bit of protein, but it's not enough to really do the buffering I need. So maybe, I don't know. So I keep going back to peanut butter toast. It's easy. I don't have to think about it. Just slap some peanut butter on a bread and move on. I am pumping along here this morning. It's been a frustrating week. It's only Tuesday. It's only Tuesday. Maybe that's why I think it should be Saturday, because I want this week to be over. But I did have a win. We've been trying to get the Nebula Awards domain names renewed. And they kept failing, and they kept failing, and they kept failing. I tried everything. I changed addresses, I did everything I could think of. I kept failing. And finally I contacted the registrar. Said, what the hell is going on? We got it straightened out this morning. The domains are renewed. We're good to 2020. Moving on. For the Words is working. I'm loving it. I got some writing in this morning. I don't have enough done. But coming to the end of a scene, and I don't want to, the end of a chapter, I don't want to take one of the big monsters and then have to figure out something to write once I finish the scene. So I'm just sort of chipping away at the little guys. Okay, throw another word in. Does that do it? No. Throw another word in. Does that do it? No. I don't think I've even got my 444 today yet. I'm almost there. I think I'm like at 300. But I will get some more this afternoon. This is Tuesday. I don't have anything tonight. I can do some more tonight. It occurs to me that I'm missing a couple of scenes, and they've occurred to me over the course of writing the ones I'm putting in, and now I'm not sure. I remember one of them is that I need to have Otto and Sarah have a fight, but I don't know how that's supposed to work and whether or not it's going to. Oh, that was the other one. Okay, good. I've remembered them both. All right, fine. so I can create another couple files. What are my priorities for yesterday that I didn't get done that I have to do today is to get these files out of For the Words and get them plugged into the Scrivener document and find a place where they belong, which should be tagged, but I can't be sure that it's right. Now that I've actually written the scene, I don't know if it's the right scene. I have to play with that a little bit. So yeah, the story's coming along. The story is very close. Today's the 22nd, and I've got, 9 days? To get these last few scenes put together, to build a word processing document that I can send to Karen and send her some money, and then November I'm writing new words. So that's pretty exciting. I'm really, really thrilled with that. And then I'm looking at my schedule, I'm looking at my planner for next year, and I'm thinking, okay, 4 books. But unlike past years, I don't have 4 books that I'm thinking about. After the first Barbarian book, there's a lot of... I suspect there's going to be a lot of renegotiation that I have to do with my elder daughter as to whether or not she wants to continue to write with me and put her own work on hold while we power through the next 2 books, or if she wants to take what she's learned and apply it to her own work. Stepped right in front of that car. And go back to her own work for a while, and we can table it. Barbarians 2 and 3. We'll have a better handle on it once we get to the end of November. The other side of that is that I want to write 100,000 words in November. I want to write a novel in November. So if I write 50,000 words in Barbarian, and it's probably going to be 100,000, then we'll chop some out, rearrange it. So that the finished book comes in around, probably will come in around 120, 130. If it comes to 130, 150, I'll take it. I will publish that book happily. But it's going to be a pretty rich universe, and we're setting the stage for it now. So it's not going to be Tanith Fairport, but a lot of the Tanith Fairport, it is in fact her planet. So it is her universe. It's just none of the characters are going to be Tanith Fairport. None of the characters are going to be recognizable English feudal system epic fantasy. Yeah, no, that's not going to happen. Not with this next book. So we'll see. We'll see how it works out. But I really need to have, I really want to have some new books working in the back of my brain. And I know this next sentence is gonna bite me in the ass. But I don't wanna go back to the deep dark yet. Get ready, say it with me. Monk post. Okay. I was trying to not say okay, and it didn't work. Okay. So I'm not quite ready to go back into the deep dark. One of the problems is that I don't have a good feel for what the next series is going to be. I've got some ideas. One of the questions that keeps cropping up is in my brain, and I've heard it occasionally from other people, is what would have happened if he had gotten deported? What happens to people who fall through the cracks and CPJCT space? What happens to people who fall through the cracks in Toehold space? What happens to how do you deal with people who have problems, who have emotional issues, who have physical disabilities? Are there some that I'm not addressing because the auto doc is sort of papering over them? Where is Geordie LaForge and his visor in this world? I don't have any good answers, and that's... I need some thinking time about it. I got a... thank you. I think it was Anita who posted about the Jesuits. Thanks for that, appreciate it. So, there are stories that I want to tell in the deep dark that may or may not have anything to do with Ishmael. But there are still stories I want to tell about Ishmael. And about Zoya, and about Pip, and about Natalia. And one of the challenges is, how do I make these rich and powerful people common people again? How do I take them back to the supermarket? Because I don't see anyone else laughing in here. So I don't know. It's an interesting. What are the stories I want to tell? What are the stories that seem important? What are the themes I want to explore? The Barbarian books are about identity. I don't have to mince around that one. The Barbarian books are about identity. And what happens when you don't get to choose your own? What if your identity is foisted upon you? Do you think that's some pretty good story fodder there? Where's this girl got? I assume it's a girl. I can't really see that well. Wearing short shorts and flip-flops. Dragging a wheelie. Anyway, yeah, I'm not very far through Expanse. Somebody sent me a Remember the Cant, and it's like, really? I don't know what that means, but I only just barely got into the second episode last night. So I'm clearly not far enough along where that sentence has a reference to refer to. That's okay. It's pretty much the epitome of what I was writing against when I started out with Quarter Share. Big explosions, blown up ships, abusive companies. Well, of course I write about abusive companies because... Someone pointed out in the Futures panel on Friday, talking about how do you write science fiction futures that stand up, and they pointed out that, well, if you make it about the technology, you got a problem because the technology changes too fast to really predict. But if you write about the people, human nature doesn't change. And it's always been about the people for me, so that's no big stretch. So the question is, what kind of stories do I want to write next? I'm sort of being pulled toward lit RPG. but the other side of that is that I still have the same problem. I still have to find a story. I still have to find some characters and a conflict and a setting that speaks to me. The same way that the Lois did, the same way that the Deep Dark did, Chernyakhova did, the Peregrine. Across the street without getting run over. I'm almost back. I'm really pumping along this morning. Adrenaline. Good morning. Anyway, here we are. City's working on the drain across the street so that engine sound is their truck. And I am at the back gate. My God, really? 17 minutes? It's really pumping. I probably started a half a minute late, but 17, wow. However, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.